You must have heard in the news that Ukraine has fired six American-made ballistic missiles at a place called Bryansk, inside Russia, early morning 3:25 a.m. These are American-made short-range ballistic missiles, ATACMS missile. ATACMS stands for Army Tactical Missile System. They are advanced surface-to-surface tactical missiles developed by the United States. Depending on the variant, these missiles can strike targets up to 300 kilometers away. That means they were launched by Ukraine from somewhere this region. It is launched from ground-based platforms like HIMARS or MLRS, which are typically used for launching tactical ballistic missiles. These missiles use GPS guidance for precision targeting, making them highly effective for neutralizing high-value targets far behind enemy lines, such as airfields, logistics hubs, and supply depots. If you see, there are some military facilities in Bryansk region, so probably Ukraine must be targeting them. However, Russian air defense intercepted all six of them, they shot down five of the missiles, and one was damaged. By analyzing the damaged fragments, Russian government came to this conclusion that these were American-made ATACMS missiles. Now, this is the first time Ukraine has used the American weapons to strike targets deep inside Russia. Do you know what does it mean? It means even United States is fully aware that if Ukraine fires an American-made missile into Russia, then the Russians would easily know about it, and there will be escalation. That means the US government, under current President Joe Biden, has to give authorization to Ukraine for using American missiles. I mean, just think about it. Throughout Joe Biden's tenure, Ukraine never got the permission to fire American missiles inside Russian territory. They only had permission to fire within Ukrainian territory. I'm talking about Russian-occupied territory inside Ukraine. So the US government has never given permission to Ukraine to fire American missiles inside Russia, because that will require strict authorization, and the US government has to be extremely cautious about endorsing such strikes. And now, when almost 2 months is left for Joe Biden to leave and for Trump to arrive, these kind of authorizations are being given to Ukraine from US President's office, so casually. Now, doesn't that seem strange? Now, some may say that this is nothing new. This is a retaliatory move by Ukraine, because the day before there was a Russian strike on the power grid in Odessa. So, you have to understand that a lot has been happening between Ukraine and Russia since 2 years. A lot of destruction, bloodshed, and everything in between. But now, with just about 2 months left before Biden's term ends, his government is finally giving permission to Ukraine to fire inside Russia, knowing fully aware that such actions can potentially lead to World War III. So this is where you have to understand that, after terribly losing to Republicans in the election, Democrats and the left-leaning communist cabal is extremely pissed with Donald Trump's victory. But now that Trump has won, no one can stop that. But then before his official arrival, things can be made difficult for him, right? It's like, imagine you are the replacement of your current boss. Now, before he officially leaves, he can vent out his aggression by ruining things to a certain extent, that when you arrive, you will have to deal with a bigger problem. If I can't have it, nobody can. It is that kind of mentality. That's exactly what the present Democrat government and the left-leaning deep state is trying to do for Donald Trump. They know they can't stop him from entering the White House on 28 Jan. What they can do is make his work even harder than what it is. All this while, you would have noticed that the Democratic Party, NATO, European Council, Ukrainian government, all were doing things in a sync since the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. But now, when Donald Trump has been elected as the 47th President of the United States, it has sent a ripple effect to the entire political landscape, be it NATO, European Council, and Ukrainian government. That is why before Trump officially gets into the White House, the entire cabal has been quick in giving strike order. Now, as it is, Zelensky is always in a rush. From day one, his behavior is like, tell me what to do fast. I'll do it without thinking left, right, top, down. So this is my analysis regarding why Ukraine fired six American missiles with Biden's permission. You also need to look at Russian government's response. Putin has simply reported the incident to the world. So-and-so thing has happened, American missiles, blah blah blah, Western countries are trying to get involved. If they keep doing this, we will take actions accordingly, that's it. Calm, sober reply, nothing more. If Russia wants, they can escalate this situation however and whenever they want it. But Putin is not doing it. He is simply reporting it and cautioning Washington. Because he knows before Trump gets into the office, these Democrats and left communist cabal are going to do everything to instigate or fuel this dying conflict in every way possible. Putin and Trump will get along and negotiate a deal very soon, this is for sure. Trump has already said his first task is to end this conflict once and for all. Democrats, Zelensky, left communist lobby, they have been over-milking this conflict for a long time now. It is ultimately draining the American economy. Before Big Daddy arrives to end the game, these left cabal wants to mess up things as much as they can. I'll tell you something about Donald Trump and what his victory means. For a long time in US political history, Donald Trump will have control over White House, that is the presidency, Senate, Supreme Court, and the public vote. That means he will have a brand new deep state. So before Trump officially gets into the White House, he will get to see many such instances that will be created for making Trump's job even more difficult. And now we are also hearing Ukraine has fired UK-made Storm Shadow cruise missiles into Russia. Russia understands the situation and is likely to respond accordingly. However, they are unlikely to take any drastic actions, as they recognize that with Trump, there may be an opportunity to negotiate something reasonable. Until then, they might prefer to wait and respond with calculative actions. So let's see how things are going to unfold. I'll see you in the next video.